Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Nina Roska, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Jim Paradox, an exploration of the four most common types of people you'll see at a non-Western gym. This ain't no ordinary day, I thought to myself as I struggled to send air to my lungs while making sure I stayed on the treadmill. I was just starting my workout. Nothing fancy, just the usual. A 24-minute incline walk on the treadmill, followed by a hefty dose of I'm proud of you. Enough to get my chin sweating and my legs burning. Except, unlike most of my workouts, this one was feeling particularly rough. I was having trouble catching my breath. My feet were surprisingly uncoordinated, more so than usual. And I caught myself eyeballing the timer on the machine until I missed a step and almost ended up on the floor. I need something to focus on. Something, I thought, that will hopefully distract me from the burning sensation caused by my shortness of breath. That's when I lifted my eyes and see this girl, right across from me, with her luscious, long, black hair reminiscent of Disney's character Mulan. She's wearing gray tights and a gray top, making her glaringly obvious resemblance to Mulan even more striking. She just got up on the stepper, earphones tucked away in her ears, phone stuck to hand, putting one leg in front of the other. She is so thin. I imagine if she were to close her legs, I'd still be able to place my hands between the gap created by her sculpted, fat-free thighs and clap. She's part of the group I've just whimsically dubbed as the Disney Squad. The Disney Squad consists mostly of extremely thin women who never appear to be doing much, yet still look skinnier than Victoria's Secret models. They're usually to be found on a treadmill, a stepper, or an elliptical machine, never for more than 15 minutes at a time. You'll notice that they tend to glance at themselves as they pass by mirrors or other reflective surface capable of mirroring their toned appearance. I assume the constant mirror checking is actually a plot to see if they've lost 5 pounds from casually walking on the treadmill. When you're that thin, any loss in weight should be immediately visible. Don't quote me on this. They're annoyingly beautiful with their bouncy ponytails and can-do smiles. But they always keep to themselves. You'll never see members of the Disney Squad together. They are solitary creatures who prefer to sweat in peace. The second type of people I notice pertains to an older demographic. I like to call them the grannies and granddaddies of the gym, men and women of a certain age who are trying to recapture whatever is left of their youth. Despite their generally frail appearance, they're a surprisingly perky group of individuals. Their bodies may be touched by the passing of time, but their minds are as sharp as ever. Beneath the saggy skin covered in wrinkles lay the curiosity of a child. I've once watched this tiny old lady muster an incredible amount of insight as she studied the workings of a weightlifting machine. They are as serious about their workouts as they are about their blood pressure medication. They're focused and eagerly study every piece of equipment as if a test will follow afterward. I always enjoy seeing older people work. It gives me a sense of hope. Hope that one day when I'm in my 60s, I'll care enough to put on my face before I leave the house. You should see some of these ladies. all dolled up and ready to take the world by storm. They say that people who sweat together stay together. I'm going to go ahead and say that people who sweat together get to enjoy each other's body odor and nothing more. Perhaps the most common occurrence at the gym are the groups of people who enjoy working out together. The gym posse, as I like to refer to them, covers quite a wide demographic, different ages, both sexes. They are usually found in groups of two or three, either men or women, never mixed. They're the type of folk that goes to the gym for the social aspect of it. Less interested in losing weight, more interested in chatting up a storm. You'll see them hogging up to three or four machines at a time, taking turns demonstrating their wild verbal skills, while the rest of us do our best to break a sweat without breaking a hip. All of these groups, the Disney Squad, the grannies and granddaddies of the gym, and the gym posse, have one key element in common. They don't need to rely on the expertise of a trainer to work out. They're renegades choosing their battles, their equipment. Unlike the fourth and final group of people you notice at the gym, the Joneses. I call them that because of their keen interest in keeping up appearances. They are the ones in constant need of encouragement and support, which is hilarious, seeing as most of them end up being screamed at by their personal trainer. Maybe they enjoy being yelled at, pushed, and told that they're not allowed to faint. Maybe they're just a bunch of masochists. There are four types of people you'll find, and the gym, and then there's me. A lonesome girl that distracts herself from the pain of working out by watching others work out. I belong to none of these groups, and yet, every time I step onto that treadmill and push play on my Spotify, I am one with them all. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.